Speaker 1.
The World Tour's website is lacking in some ways. I wanted to arrange a trip to Brazil for 2 weeks and include a 2-day tour of Rio de Janeiro. The first page gives you a list of services, but then there were no details of the hotels or of the internal flights I needed to book. I used the Email Us links on the Contact Us tab, and after nearly 2 weeks, I'd still had no reply. You're supposed to be able to use the holiday codes in the Quick tab to look at individual holidays. There were 2 different codes for the holiday we were looking at. Neither of them returned a result.
Speaker 2.
In general, I've been satisfied with the hotel search website. I travel to New York regularly for business, and in the past I've tried a variety of websites to book my accommodation. I'm not brilliant when it comes to using the internet, so I wanted something uncomplicated, where you can find what you want quickly. When I first saw the hotel search website, the one thing that surprised me, though, was the prices they quoted. Nothing below £100 a night. I'm sure you can find better deals if you shop around, but because it's such a simple and user-friendly website, I was prepared to pay that little bit extra.
Speaker 3.
I've often used the Travel Connect website. It's got lots of links to other websites, so it may be a bit confusing, but I've always been very impressed by its service. Last week, it was offering a great deal on flights and accommodation in Amsterdam, so I made a quick booking as a surprise for my partner. It was stupid of me, because I later found out that she couldn't make that flight. When I contacted them, they said it's all explained in the small print that you can't make alterations once you've booked, not even for an additional fee. So that's something to bear in mind if you use this website.
Speaker 4.
The Best Holidays website is full of information which you may or may not find useful. And I must say it took me a while to find what I wanted. Having said that, I was very impressed by how quickly they responded when I emailed them with a number of questions. With other websites, you end up having to use the phone, and then all you get is somebody saying, "I'm not sure, we'll have to get back to you." The final proof that they really pay attention to customer care came when they let me make a last-minute change to my holiday for a very small extra payment.
Speaker 5.
My friend and I spent 2 weeks in Paris recently. We followed a link to the Simply Travel website, where we bought our flights and booked our accommodation. We'd checked out several other websites before, but none could match these bargain prices. Not only that, they also offer full refunds, and travel insurance is included. Be prepared, though. It may not be that easy to find what you need, and this site's not the fastest when it comes to confirming your bookings. The important thing, though, is that you can be fairly certain they won't let you down. Making sure the customer has no cause for complaint seems to be their top priority.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
The World Tour's website is lacking in some ways. I wanted to arrange a trip to Brazil for 2 weeks and include a 2-day tour of Rio de Janeiro. The first page gives you a list of services, but then there were no details of the hotels or of the internal flights I needed to book. I used the Email Us links on the Contact Us tab, and after nearly 2 weeks, I'd still had no reply. You're supposed to be able to use the holiday codes in the Quick tab to look at individual holidays. There were 2 different codes for the holiday we were looking at. Neither of them returned a result.
Speaker 2.
In general, I've been satisfied with the hotel search website. I travel to New York regularly for business, and in the past I've tried a variety of websites to book my accommodation. I'm not brilliant when it comes to using the internet, so I wanted something uncomplicated, where you can find what you want quickly. When I first saw the hotel search website, the one thing that surprised me, though, was the prices they quoted. Nothing below £100 a night. I'm sure you can find better deals if you shop around, but because it's such a simple and user-friendly website, I was prepared to pay that little bit extra.
Speaker 3.
I've often used the Travel Connect website. It's got lots of links to other websites, so it may be a bit confusing, but I've always been very impressed by its service. Last week, it was offering a great deal on flights and accommodation in Amsterdam, so I made a quick booking as a surprise for my partner. It was stupid of me, because I later found out that she couldn't make that flight. When I contacted them, they said it's all explained in the small print that you can't make alterations once you've booked, not even for an additional fee. So that's something to bear in mind if you use this website.
Speaker 4.
The Best Holidays website is full of information which you may or may not find useful. And I must say it took me a while to find what I wanted. Having said that, I was very impressed by how quickly they responded when I emailed them with a number of questions. With other websites, you end up having to use the phone, and then all you get is somebody saying, "I'm not sure, we'll have to get back to you." The final proof that they really pay attention to customer care came when they let me make a last-minute change to my holiday for a very small extra payment.
Speaker 5.
My friend and I spent 2 weeks in Paris recently. We followed a link to the Simply Travel website, where we bought our flights and booked our accommodation. We'd checked out several other websites before, but none could match these bargain prices. Not only that, they also offer full refunds, and travel insurance is included. Be prepared, though. It may not be that easy to find what you need, and this site's not the fastest when it comes to confirming your bookings. The important thing, though, is that you can be fairly certain they won't let you down. Making sure the customer has no cause for complaint seems to be their top priority.
That is the end of part 3.